leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are still looking for a motive in the Michigan church shooting and fire that left four people dead.
Authorities say the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, is a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. A fundraising website from 2015 indicating his son was born with a rare genetic disorder, the treatment for which apparently took a financial toll on the family. Sanford is quoted in a local newspaper saying, "Don't ever take having healthy kids for granted. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and was in Iraq, and this is still the most unique thing to deal with."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Police say Sanford drove his pickup into the church, then opened fire. He was killed by officers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is at the White House today for meetings with President Trump on ending the war in Gaza. The president will also sit down with Republican and Democratic leaders ahead of a possible government shutdown. Luxury real estate developer Dar Global entering an agreement with the Trump Organization to build another Trump-branded property in Saudi Arabia. This is ABC News. Dar Global, the London-based luxury real estate developer, announcing plans to launch a Trump Plaza in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah, the second collaboration with the Trump Organization there. President Trump's first international visit of his second term was to Saudi Arabia. Today, the president meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the latest peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Marcus Moore has been covering the conflict. He is at the foreign desk.
Hospitals are still working with limited medical supplies, and also access to food remains scarce. There are still deaths being related to starvation that have been reported, including an infant who passed away today, according to health officials in Gaza.
The death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 66,000, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has signed a new congressional map into law that gives Republicans an improved shot of winning an additional U.S. House seat. Opponents are leading a referendum petition, however, to try to force a statewide vote on the new map. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. The Republican race for governor grew, then shrunk last week. Republican businessman Bill Berrien dropped out of the race on Friday afternoon. It came a day after he canceled his appearance at a GOP picnic in Manitowoc. That followed after he was found to have been following explicit social media accounts, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner Tom Tiffany announced his race last week Wednesday at a barn in Wausau.
"I have a record of results. I have the common sense values."
Tiffany is a former dam tender and state legislator. He's recently gotten the support of Congressman Tony Weed, along with the Wisconsin College Republicans and College Republicans of America. Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Today, September 29th, and tomorrow, September 30th, the city of Philz will be flushing hydrants. Water may appear dark and discolored during this event, so be sure to avoid drinking, cooking, and doing laundry during this time. Please run water until clear before consuming. The City of Philz thanks you very much for your patience. Last Wednesday's Reality Radio featured Big G talking about the upcoming Lions event in Fifield.
Fifield Lions got our big October 18th is our fall festival. It takes place at the Fifield Fire Hall there. We've got a big Fifield Lions raffle going on there with prizes include a pre-owned Arctic-Cat ZR500 snowmobile, and then there's three cash prizes. And we'll have all the homemade soups and everything again there, and there'll be crafts and booths there and all sorts of interesting things to partake of. And then all our proceeds, of course, go towards our great local causes, like the Movage Park Playground Equipment, local project here right in the Fifield Park, the Wisconsin Lions Camp down there in Rothschild, and then Catkins Animal Rescue right here, and, of course, our high school scholarships we give away every year. So, again, be sure to mark it on your calendars, October 18th, Saturday, at the Fifield Fire Hall. for the Fifield Lions and Fifield Fall Festival coming up.
Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fifield Fire Station. No Packers, no life. It's not just a sentiment shared by diehard Packer fans, but the name of a new movie coming out. Connie Feldman reports.
The documentary-style movie follows a passionate group of superfans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo, who live, breathe, and bleed green and gold. From 4 a.m. kickoff parties to Lambeau pilgrimages, the movie features a group of Japan's most dedicated cheeseheads as they chase the dream across time zones and oceans. The movie trailer on YouTube describes it like this: heartfelt, hilarious, and wildly unexpected, No Packers, No Life is a celebration of fandom, friendship, and the unshakable belief that you don't have to be born in Green Bay to call it home. Producers say the movie opens statewide in Marcus Theaters on October 17th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Harold E. Mustard, age 91, of Phillips, passed away on Tuesday, September 23rd, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Lorraine, and his children, Cindy Bauman of Tomahawk, Laura Stunkel of Eau Claire, Joan Peterson of Phillips, and Cheryl Blaha of Lake Elmo, Minnesota. Further survived by his daughter-in-law, Valerie Mustard, and by 15 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass will take place on Friday, October 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle in Catawba, with a memorial gathering from 9:30 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Harold E. Mustard, age 91, of Phillips. James W. Kurth, age 89, of Park Falls, and formerly of Kennan, passed away on Tuesday, September 23rd, at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his siblings, Harold, Tony, Judy Hansen, and Michael, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives. Funeral Mass will take place on Saturday, October 4th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba, with a visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James W. Kurth, age 89, of Park Falls. Richard Rick Norbert Weber, 75, of Glidden, passed away as a result of an automobile accident on Tuesday, September 16th. Rick is survived by his children, Paula Freilich and Michael Weber, both of Minnesota. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his siblings, Jerome Weber, David Weber, Joanne Weber, Rita Weber, and Linda Summers. He is also lovingly remembered by his fiancée, Vicky Schmidt, and her children, along with her grandchildren and great-granddaughter. Memorial service held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Park Falls, on Friday, October 3rd, at 1 p.m., Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Rick Norbert Weber, age 75, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Let's get you your first keyword of the day. Early is your keyword for the Text to Win contest brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. So early is your keyword. Give yourself a shot to win the $200 Civic Media Prize today. Gold jewelry, gold-plated necklace, and an automatic entry, guaranteed automatic entry, into that final grand prize drawing for the pair of tickets, Green Bay, Minnesota, November 23rd. Early, E-A-R-L-Y, early. That is your keyword here for the 7 a.m. hour. Get it to us right now through the Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q and get us early. Do that this hour before 8 o'clock.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2, and now they wait to find out who they'll face in the playoffs. When did they realize that they had turned the season around?
We were going to lose our third game in a row, I believe, in Pittsburgh on a dreary, cold day, and we had 3-0-2 doubles. It was a grinder day, and then since then, I don't know what our record was, but it was really, really darn good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes, weekend high school football. Ashland was a winner over Bloomer on Friday night, 36-6. It was Merrill topping Lakeland 34-14. Mosinee topped Tomahawk 21-14. Wausau East a winner over Medford on Friday night in 11-man football, 31-8. Northland Pines gets a win over Clintonville, 24-0. St. Croix Falls, they topped Hayward 34-7 on Friday night. All that 11-man action, 8-man football. Prentice beat Rib Lake 46-32 on Friday. It was Hurley topping Washburn 58-32. And Flambeau on Thursday, they beat Phillips by a score of 58-8. And the Shawamigan team fell in their game as Hurley gets a win on Friday night over Shawamigan losing their game on Friday night. I'll leave it at that for now. We'll have more on the sports a little bit later on. Soccer action, Lakeland topping Washburn 1-0. In action, a lot of volleyball at the Logger Gym over the weekend. They hosted their annual tournament. The Loggers tying with Prentice and Mellon for first place, all with records of 4-1. Phillips had 2-0 wins over Prentice, Bruce, Rhinelander, and Shawamigan. The Loggers losing to Mellon. So in the tiebreaker, Prentice was declared the winning team with Mellon second after the tiebreaker. Shawamigan team had wins over Bruce and Rhinelander on Saturday to finish in fourth. Phillips Volleyball now travels to Shawamigan for a conference match. That'll be tomorrow night at the Park Falls Gym. Butternut Middle School girls, they got their offense going, a win over Mercer this past Friday, 30-16, as Maddie Polacek had a breakout night with 10 points for the Butternut Middle School girls basketball team. Quite a bit on the schedule. The Butternut High School volleyball team will host South Shore. That is a 5:45 start tonight. The Butternut Middle School girls team will be up at the Glidden campus of Shawamigan for a 5 o'clock start today. High school and middle school cross country will be in action today as they run at Hurley. And JV football for Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op. They will play host to Athens today at McDonald Field. Meanwhile, the Phillips volleyball 7th and 8th grade team, they will travel to Prentice today. The Phillips JV team will host Flambeau at the Phillips football field. That is a 5 o'clock start time for that contest today. The Shawamigan JV game, by the way, hosting Athens, is also a 5 o'clock start time today. And the Prentice volleyball 7th and 8th grade team, they will be hosting Prentice today. A 4:30 start at the Prentice Gym this afternoon.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41. 98
Country. When I go to bed, I can't go to sleep. Like, I'm so connected to my phone that the moment I get into bed, my phone's like, yo, let's look up some stuff. What's the weather like in Detroit? An hour later, I want to go to sleep. My phone's like, not yet, girl, not yet. You remember Debbie? No, I don't. Eighth grade, you wore Payless shoes. She called you poor. Where the hell is Debbie now? You can't go to bed until you know you're doing better than Debbie. I found her on LinkedIn. I got a profile on LinkedIn. She's not getting promoted under my watch.
3, 2, 1.
It's all about the music.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind.
My station.
98 Q Country.
Go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. Baby, why don't we just dance?
Bouncing off the walls, floating on air,
baby.
Baby,
why don't we just dance?
Rope, laughing at all my best friends' jokes.
things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
We're gonna party!
New Country Now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome!
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know that
I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible.
Terrible.
taking the high road there with Cole Wetzel and Jesse Murphy. We've got 7:26. We got a Monday morning. How you doing here? We're lagging a little bit on the morning show. We're here. We're doing okay. We're doing all right, but just kind of the brain is just kind of hasn't figured out it's at work yet. I had those days where you show up to work, and then like an hour later, your brain is like, oh, this is where you took me, huh? All right. I guess so. I guess we'll do this. Today is National Coffee Day, by the way. So if that's what you do, whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated, you can drink to your heart's content today. Might want to cut back maybe a little bit, especially if it's the caffeinated stuff. Or you might be celebrating National Coffee Day by staying up all night and doing various things. Today is also World Heart Day. It is National, like we said, Coffee Day. It is it is International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste today. It's a lot of that in our country. If we could find a way to package up all the food that we waste in this country, imagine what we could do for others around the world. We haven't quite figured that out yet, though. But National Broadway Musical Day. It is Confucius Day. I grew up in an era where, for some reason, people would say, he was a famous ancient Chinese philosopher, very wise person. But for some reason, when someone says something brilliant, just say, what are you, Confucius? Or they say, Confucius say, there's all the great Confucius quotes. Most of them, some of them actually what he said, and others just people trying to be funny. Today's National Biscotti Day today, a day dedicated to the popular Italian biscuit, biscotti. I gotta have a biscotti. Veterans of Foreign War Day today, VFW. We salute our veterans and some great VFW establishments all around our country that support our veterans also. So all that today. We've got a keyword today. We're doing our second week of the Goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Early is your keyword, E-A-R-L-Y, early. Five letters. Get that to us on the Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q. We'll put you in for the $200 drawing, cash drawing. The gold jewelry, automatic entry for the green and gold tickets, November 23rd. Now, this is a Civic Media. This is a Civic Media-wide contest. So we do some stuff where it's just you and us, you know, just us here at 98Q. Then we have fun with some statewide and, in this case, multi-state contests with several stations. For instance, we have had winners so far from Chautauqua, from down in Hammond, a couple farther south than that. Someone right here. We do every time. So we'll see. We have not Friday's winner has not been announced yet. Okay. They haven't been contacted. So let's see if we can get you in here. Let's see. Why not you? So early is a keyword, E-A-R-L-Y. We'll do it on the odds again today. 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. This is week number 2 of our Goal for the Green and Gold, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. Yeah, proud to bring you the green, go for the green and gold text to win contest right here. Oil change, $48.95. Dependable rides and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer, brings you our text to win contest. Well, that was an interesting game last night. If you didn't stay up, Gray and I will delve into this a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. I said last week, after the Packers lost to Cleveland, I said to Packer fans, settle down. It's one game. Just whoa, just settle down. Not sure I can say the same thing after last night's game, to be real honest with you. I mean, the Cowboys do have a pretty good offense. They just don't have a defense. I mean, so it's not too overly concerning. It is concerning, not overly, that the Cowboys did what they wanted to against the Packers last night. Maybe more so it's how it happened and the decisions that were made also at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. That if you didn't stay up, there was a pass at the end where if that pass had bounced up in the air, just a little bit before it hit the ground, the Packers would be lamenting a loss right now. It was, I don't care, it was not a good decision. It was, you can say, okay, it was bad clock management. It was probably by Jordan Love. He probably should have just thrown that ball away. He threw into double coverage, and the ball was batted away 1 second on the clock. If you didn't stay up and watch it, there was 1 second on the clock when the ball fell incomplete. The Packers kicked a game-tying field goal. Now, it was a third down. I'll keep this. Let's leave it for the gray area. All right, let's leave it for the gray area because we will. I guarantee you, there will be a counseling session coming between a Viking fan and a Packer fan coming up in the gray area after 8 o'clock here this morning. So the Packers finish with a tie. They're 2-1-1. So you got the Lions at 3-1, Packers at 2-1-1, and the Vikings and Bears both sitting at 2-2. After the Bears get a win yesterday, it was a good day for Bears fans. Nice game winning drive at the end by Caleb Williams. So it was a good day to be a Bear fan, and Bear fans haven't had many of those. So they will delve into the positive side of that day yesterday, Bears fans. So the Vikings, or the Packers rather, have the week off. So you got a week off, you can shut it off and focus in on some Brewer playoff baseball, as the Brewers are going to be in action coming up on Saturday. There is playoff baseball going on this week, but these are the wild card play-in games. So you've got the two top teams. The two division winners with the best records get a bye, and that's the Brewers and the Phillies. So then the team with the third best division record and the three wildcard teams, they play a three-game series. So there's four teams. They'll play a three-game series Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever they do. Three games. I think they do it all at the home one field. I think it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then whoever comes out of that, which it might be the Cubs, the Brewers will host their opening playoff game on Saturday. They have not, I haven't seen a time on that or an opponent. They're waiting to see what the schedule is because they like to line up the time that they put the game on TV with how large the market is and all that good stuff. So it will be Saturday, but time and opponent have yet to be determined on that. This coming weekend, the big event, of course, is a Phillips Fall Harvest Festival happening this weekend. I hope many of you are planning to head on down to Phillips for that day. One day on Saturday runs from like 9 a.m. to 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or so. And Big G will be down there. He'll be broadcasting live from that event on Saturday. So we'll be talking about a lot of the fun stuff. If you're involved with that and you have something going on with your nonprofit group, you know, maybe you're doing a bake sale or something like that, let us know about it. We've got a few things that have been listed. That are going on that people have let us know about, but not a lot. So shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And you can always drop it off here at the office in Park Falls if you're in the area, but email is a good way to do it, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Glad to promote what you've got going on with the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. As always, you can go to 98qcountry.com. And you go to that community calendar section. You can just go /events if you want to. And you can find a list of all kinds of stuff that are happening all around the area. Not only this weekend, but in coming weeks. So 98qcountry.com/events. Keyword this hour is early, E-A-R-L-Y, early. My wife and I did get that to us through the Civic Media app. Go for the green and gold text to win early. My wife and I did a little traveling over the weekend, and I always come back with observances. Some of you like to call them weird observances. I just like to call them observances. Thank you very much. So we'll share some of those coming up in the gray area after 8 o'clock. Twice an hour, news and sports at 7:35. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are still looking for a motive in the Michigan church shooting and fire that left four people dead.
Authorities say the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, is a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. A fundraising website from 2015 indicating his son was born with a rare genetic disorder, the treatment for which apparently took a financial toll on the family. Sanford is quoted in a local newspaper saying, "Don't ever take having healthy kids for granted. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and was in Iraq, and this is still the most unique thing to deal with."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Police say Sanford drove his pickup into the church, then opened fire. He was killed by officers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is at the White House today for meetings with President Trump on ending the war in Gaza. The president will also sit down with Republican and Democratic leaders ahead of a possible government shutdown. Luxury real estate developer Dar Global entering an agreement with the Trump Organization to build another Trump-branded property in Saudi Arabia. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Paris County Public Health would like to remind you to please get your pet vaccinated against rabies. Rabies is a viral disease that can be spread to humans and pets if they're bitten or scratched by a rabid animal. Rabies can be prevented by staying away from wildlife, vaccinating your pets, and seeking medical care for potential exposure. The cost of a rabies vaccine ranges between $12 and $20 depending on the facility. However, if your pet bites a person and they are unvaccinated, that requires a 10-day quarantine for symptom monitoring at a facility, which is approximately $490 depending on the facility. You can talk with your veterinarian if you think your pet needs a rabies vaccination. And for more information about rabies and animal bites, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov. The Minocqua Public Library would like to invite you out for Storytime Wednesdays at 10 a.m. in the library's program room. This is for preschoolers and toddlers ages 0 to 5, and is once again taking place at 10 a.m. in the library's program room every Wednesday. For more information, you can visit minocqualibrary.org or call 715-356-4437. Wisconsin will have more green energy options. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Public Service Commission voted last week to approve the first wind farm since 2011. According to a statement from Clean Wisconsin, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center project will be located in Iowa and Grant counties. The commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a solar farm on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. The approval comes after Clean Wisconsin released a report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms, showing how this project will improve water quality in the area. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2, and now they wait to find out who they'll face in the playoffs. When did they realize that they had turned the season around?
We were going to lose our third game in a row, I believe, in Pittsburgh on a dreary, cold day, and we had 3-0-2 doubles. It was a grinder day, and then since then, I don't know what our record was, but it was really, really darn good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Burgers Bar and Grill invites you to celebrate Phillips Fall Festival all week long. Monday, enjoy a $9 basic burger with a side. Tuesday, grab $2 beef or $3 chicken tacos, hard or soft. Closed Wednesday. Thursday at 5, it's Texas Steak Night. Friday all day, Wisconsin Friday Fish Fry. Don't miss the 15th annual Charity Rib Cook-Off at 4 p.m. on Saturday the 4th, benefiting Phillips Wrestling Club and Wounded Warriors Camp Hackett. Find Burgers Bar and Grill next to A&W and Phillips.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts. For more time to get out safely, visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Kidde safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Oh, your keyword this hour is early, E-A-R-L-Y. Early, you got until 8 o'clock to get that to us. We'll put you in for the $200 cash drawing, the gold jewelry, the green and gold tickets, November 23rd. It's our green and gold text to win. It's on, baby. Brought to you by Monaco Chevrolet. Early is your keyword for the 7 a.m. hour.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
I don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. Know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you in my heart. Ooh, gonna love a little stronger. You tell me you're the lucky one, but I see things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart.
In Rio there, 98Q Country at 7:45. And we take time on your Monday morning here at this time to get you updated on what happened over the weekend. Our coaches show with head coach Mike Simone of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op Screaming Eagles. Morning, coach.
Good morning.
Well, we knew Friday would be a tough one, right?
For sure.
We knew
yes.
It was going to be a tough contest. What are your thoughts maybe on some of the positive things that came out of that game from Friday night?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, the biggest issue was ourselves and getting out of our own way on Friday. We kind of routinely were shooting ourselves in the foot with silly mistakes and silly penalties, and it wasn't a matter of Athens always being better than us. It was us kind of getting in the way, which isn't a great thing in that moment, but something looking forward to next week, it's nothing that's not correctable. Like, it's not like a mistake that we can't fix. It's not things that we're not capable of turning around. It's a lot of things that we are in control of doing, and we just got to go out there and execute.
Yeah, you'd see that. That's one thing that's similar at all levels, high school, college. You see it in the pros yesterday, a lot of the pro games. Once you get that skill level down and you figure out how the whole game works, it comes down to execution, right?
For sure. I mean, yeah, the team that executes the best, especially if they're taking care of the football and they're not making those mistakes, that's the team that's going to win the game at any level.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Athens got out on you early with a few drives in there. Talk about your ability to move the ball. You got a few points later in the game, but what were some of those key things that you would like to see your team clean up more specifically, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, early on, I thought we had things going our way. We started off the game. We got an onside kick. We had a lot of momentum early. Our first play, we gained 5 yards, and then that was when the first mistake kind of came in. We kind of slipped in the backfield, ended up losing those 5 yards. Third down wasn't as successful as we wanted. We were forced to punt, gave up a quick turnaround. They scored pretty quick after that. We ended up having a punt, I think, on our next drive. They returned that punt for a touchdown, and then we were able to pop off our own, I think it was a 60-some yard run for a touchdown to make it a one-score game again. It felt like we were right there. And I think that's kind of where the mistakes started piling up. We had people that weren't always running the right routes. Like when we were throwing the ball, maybe weren't looking for the football right away when they're making their break. The silly mistakes of jumping off sides or not knowing the snap count. Those were the things that kind of kept coming back to bite us in those subsequent drives, where we'd have a couple plays of positive, we start moving the ball, and then we take 2 steps back, and then it ends up hurting our drive. And it seemed like every drive we had one or two of those mistakes where we start doing something positive and then we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot and have to take a couple steps back.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like I'm looking at some of the stats, if they're correct, you had some success in rushing the ball, right?
Yeah, Mason Pahokee had a great night running the ball. I had 2 long touchdowns. He had a 60-yard one and a 70-yard touchdown in that game. When he wasn't getting the really long runs, he was getting his consistent 4, 5, 6 yards a pop. So anytime we needed it, we knew we could turn to him to get some positive yards.
All right. Did we come out of the game all right? How are we doing health-wise going into homecoming this week?
Yeah, no injuries that I can think of on Friday night, which is always a positive thing. I think we're going to be as healthy as possible going into homecoming and looking forward to another good competitive game this next week.
Yeah, you've got a Hurley team, which is, I think, has some conference visions yet, conference championship, maybe a little bit out on the outside looking in right now, but Hurley always a strong team, so this will be a good challenge for you.
For sure. Historically, they've always been an incredible program. That even their down years are usually best years for other programs, so they're always going to be tough. But I know we've got the guys to do what it will take on homecoming week this week.
Well, the big question is dealing with all the distractions, pajama day today. So I don't think those are your pajamas. You have your Packer colors on, but it's always fun to see the kids having a good time with this homecoming week, right?
For sure. It's definitely a lot of fun, and I think the fun part about it is with football practice at the end of the day, it's a great opportunity to leave everything behind. We can just focus on what we need to do, and I think it's a great opportunity to have fun throughout the week, but then we still have that opportunity after school every week to focus back in and do what we got to do.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about, before we wrap up here, about some of the younger kids maybe who have stepped forward this year. You said you had 10 seniors before on the team, but I'm sure you have seen through this season already some growth from maybe a sophomore, junior that's really stepped forward. So let's talk about them a little bit and kind of the future of the program.
Yeah, we definitely have a handful of sophomores that have been making some big impacts for us at different moments. One, Dawson Minima, has been a full-time starter on defense as a sophomore already, and he's been making big impacts. He's He's big and he's strong. He's blowing up people in the backfield, and he's been starting to mix in a little bit on offense as well. If we've had injuries, he's been one of those first subs.
I think that's the last minimum boy. We need Kelly and Benda to get us some more here.
I would appreciate that.
Those minimum boys are always good athletes. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so good. Exciting to see him doing well.
Yeah, and he's a hard worker too, so we love to see that.
Yeah.
Nate Nichols has been another one as a sophomore that he's been kind of a first sub on both sides of the ball. If needed at a skill position, he'll play linebacker, he'll play D-line, he'll play corner, or wherever we need somebody, he's willing to step in and make plays. And I think he's got 3 forced fumbles on the season as well. He was up towards the top of 8-man and forced fumbles. So for a young guy, he's got a knack for punching that football out. And
nice.
Another sophomore, Ollie, he kind of subs in at linebacker, D-line a lot of the times as well. And he just has a great nose for the football. Like, he's going to fly around. He's going to launch himself at the ball. He'll probably end up on the ground more often than not as well, just because he's throwing himself in there every play. But
sure.
Love the hustle. Love what I see. And I think especially those three have a bright future ahead of them with the way they've been playing.
Yeah, and you've got a senior quarterback in Antonio. Who's getting some key time at that JV level that's kind of taken their step forward here to maybe take over the quarterback spot next year?
Yeah, at the JV level, we've been kind of working between two guys. They've been splitting one drive each, trading back and forth the last couple of games. Nate Nichols would be the one, and then Ethan Otteson is the other one, and they've both done really well in their opportunities. They throw the ball really well. They've got good legs, or they're running well with it, too. I've really liked what I've seen out of both of those individuals.
All right, so again, it's homecoming week. See, we got PJ Day, we've got Twin Day, we've got Adam Sandler Day on Wednesday. Any of those you gonna got a uniform? You got something for there, Coach?
I usually got something in the works. I'm a little mad at myself. I usually like to do the dress up days. I can't believe I forgot about PJ Day. It's the comfiest day of the week, and yeah. Missed out on it. But
Country versus Camo Day on Thursday, and I'm sure what the difference there is. And then Friday, it's Screaming Eagle Color Day. And we encourage our alumni and all the folks from the area. It looks like we're going to have some really nice weather for homecoming.
Beautiful.
Friday night's going to be nice. We'll have the band out there. It's just always a special week, and a lot of alumni like to come back too, right?
Oh, for sure. And we're definitely hoping to put on a good show for everyone.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate it. See you out there for the big game Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
You bet, Coach Mike Simone, head coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op 8-man football team here in the morning show. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Honeyline Station BP with bait and tackle is geared up for the fall fishing season. And yes, musky suckers are in stock now. Stop in for St. Croix rods, tackle, and all the live bait you need to reel in that big musky before the snow flies. Between Fifield and Minocqua, it's your one stop for fuel, groceries, snacks, lottery tickets, propane, firewood, and more. Plus, DNR licensing and vehicle registrations. Open 7 days a week from 6 to 9 on Highway 70 West in Minocqua.
Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include pizza night, German night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
All right, Text to Win brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. Keyword is early, E-A-R-L-Y. Early is your keyword for the 7 a.m. hour. Get that to us right now through the Civic Media app, free for your Android or iPhone. You could be our daily winner. $200 cash and gold jewelry going out the door today. Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. All right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, leasing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest rates we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love you, it just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so